Triple M's Rush Hour with Tex Walker.
Oh, we love this young man. Welcome and thanks for coming in on this Wednesday.
My pleasure.
Good. How you been?
Very well, Papa. Bluey.
Oi.
Hey,
sorry. Sam.
Hey, Tex.
Honestly,
how you going,
mate? Apologise, mate.
How are you, boys?
Good. Been listening on the way in.
Great start. I've had to bring a bit of decorum in here for you blokes.
Jesus Christ. We need some help, mate.
Yeah. Some more than others.
I didn't just realise that on this show, that you blokes need some help. Especially, what is that on your head?
Yeah, what is it?
Beanie.
It's
just a beanie. Just to keep my ears warm. And
silly. You look like K-Rod.
It looks like I've sort of got...
Is it Kid Rod?
No, okay.
What's that lad that cancelled the show? No, the Adelaide
Kid
boy.
Kid Leroy.
Yeah, him.
It's trendy.
K-Rod.
What'd you call him? K-Rod. He's up with it, what's though.
He's a Broken Hill boy.
He is. He is too. I hear you're the obviously the massive name out at Broken Hill, but Chrissy Hemsworth's doing some damage out there.
He is, yeah. They're filming it. I think there's another Mad Max.
It is. So the coffee shops are busy.
Yeah.
What's that pub called?
Which
Were
one?
They tricky with the sauce?
Oh, that's out at Silverton.
Silverton.
You put the funnel down the pants and try and get the potato off the forehead down
seen
and
video.
Squirt the water in.
Yeah, I tried
your
that.
Brother.
Beautiful people up there.
They love the Jarman boys.
We love them. We love them.
So,
why are you pointing at me?
Question from Tex.
How's the new house, Tex?
Very nice. Yeah.
Before we get to the footy.
Yeah, very nice. We've been in there since Easter, Bluey, so we're loving it.
All settled in?
All settled in. A few more things
to
do, but
that took about 3 years to build. Normally it takes like 12 months.
You seen the size of it?
No.
Oh, it's basically takes up half of Unley Park.
Oh,
he had to buy next door just to put the backyard onto it.
Goals get the paychecks, Bluey.
They do. Hey, mid-season now, you've passed the bye. How do you think the first half of the season's gone? Give us a rating out of 10.
I think we've missed a few opportunities. We played some really good footy through Brisbane, Saints and Geelong, and I think we had great opportunities to beat those three sides. So, disappointing, but I've seen some huge improvements. Our young kids are coming along very well. We probably should have beat Freo and Bombers at the start of the year. We didn't, but I think we've given ourselves great opportunities to beat opposition sides that are real quality. So I think the second half of the year, we need to get a few scalps and never know whether we play finals or not, Ben. Never know.
Do you reckon you will?
How many wins? You need, at least 11, 12 wins to get in that eight?
Yeah, 12 or 13.
So I think we need probably about seven.
Absolutely, yep.
So we'll see how we go.
Starts this week against the Gold Coast.
It does.
And they're not going. Oh,
they're fine.
They're playing some really good
football.
They're
going really well.
I know, their contest has been outstanding.
Very good.
We're going to go up there and get the job done.
Hit the reset button with the bye. Everyone's up and about, are they? In terms of the list, how healthy is the list at this stage of the season?
Yeah, we're pretty healthy apart from Cedo and Sloaney. That'd be the two guys that are missing at the moment. And Turns that we just got in the mid-season draft, he's got a bit of a sore hoof at the moment. So apart from that, we're pretty healthy, Bluey. So we've got a healthy list to choose from.
Tex, do you think the senior coach and the coaching staff have found their best 22 for the next 10 weeks? Because there's been something like 17 changes since round one. Do you think Nixie's finally worked out, right, this is my best 22, bar injuries, I'm going to back this in for the next 10 weeks? Or are they still trying to find that?
Young group.
You'd have to ask Nixie, buddy. I'd imagine that with a young group, you sometimes get a bit of inconsistency.
Yep.
You get some boys that, Josh Richelli, who gets a little bit tired, so you've got to give him a bit of a rest. So
chop out.
Certainly, we're still trying to find that in a way, but we've seen some really good signs from our young kids playing some pretty good footy.
Hey, Jason Horne-Francis, you had a conversation with him yet?
Bernie, we don't talk about opposition players
what kind of question's
and
that?
Contracts.
Well, at least I've got a question written down.
But I just had a question.
Yeah,
nah,
terrible.
And where are you? So I'm
at Triple M. On Franklin Street.
Your form line. Are you happy with where you're at with your form? Because you're kicking some goals and you're only as good as the delivery, the last kick inside forward 50, which is one of the hardest kicks. But you're moving around a lot better than you have in the past, do you think?
Yeah, the body's healthy and I'm just playing freely and enjoying my footy.
Do you still love footy? Do you get goosebumps when you get in the car and drive down Adelaide Oval game day?
Saturdays I do, yeah.
See, that's
I love
good.
Sundays.
You start losing that. You lose that, you're done.
A few days when it's wet and cold, you're driving down Port Road to West Lakes at gets a little bit tough, but the odd team meeting and things here and there get a little bit long in the tooth. But
so that has that desire still there. That love of footy still. That's great.
Smelling the deep heat and
the change room smell. I love. I miss that. I miss that.
Is that the biggest improvement area, you reckon? Ball use? Because you've, I know you've kicked goals, but geez, there's been some more opportunities if they just finished that last kick.
Yeah, we our ability to just finish our play, whether it be on goal or finish the connection inside 50, I reckon that's our biggest area. We always talk about our contest and defence, but you can never forget about attack. So it's certainly something that we've started to talk about a little bit more the last probably month. We're starting to see some improvements in that area.
We've got to ask you about your contract, Tex. We've got the countdown clock going on here in Triple M. Are you at all concerned that a contract won't get done?
I spoke to the club at the start of the year and knew that it'd be a mid-season chat. Right. And I'm comfortable with – I had a chat with Tim last week, and he told me that he wants me here next year, so I want to play on. So now it's up to Dogger and the club to get something
to get it done. Beautiful, because that's good to know that you've had a chat to the CEO of the Adelaide Crows.
He's a ripper.
Good fella. I've never met him, Timmy. He's very quiet.
If he had to come to the media day, we met him. He's a fantastic bloke.
Loves a beer and
he does like a froth.
Loves the GGs too.
Does he like a barbecue or a roast?
Well, no point in liking a roast because you'll never get one from you.
Can you stick around and help us out with the quiz?
Yeah, I can $1,000.
Yeah, beautiful. All right.
Do you know what you have to do yet?
What with a quiz? Yeah. I'd imagine you just have to answer questions, Bernard.
No, ask him.
Ask him.